When it comes to the issues affecting the honeybee industry,
beekeepers are experiencing losses on average of about 30% a year of their colonies. And we have to find a solution for that, because there's no industry I know of that can start at 30% in the hole every year.
That's Tom Nolan, president of the Florida State Beekeepers Association, who says the only way to address this dire situation is through research, which is why the industry is asking the Florida legislature to approve funding for an agricultural research facility focused on honeybees at the University of Florida. Florida Tech's Watch's Dr. Jerry Parrish outlines the benefits.
To the producers in Florida and consumers, they should receive about $89 million in benefits, and this will come from decreased production cost and increased food production. And we also look at things like, you know, how much money it would bring in on top of all the cost to build a bee lab, and does it make sense for the Florida budget? And in this case, even when we account for other potential uses for the money, it still would return more than $1 million in net present value to the Florida budget.
The special cost-benefit analysis was conducted at the request of Representative Keith Perry, who says these benefits need to be told to others in the legislature as they go through the budget process.
People who are in the industry understand, and the people who utilize the bee industry understand the importance of maintaining a thriving, healthy bee population. Other people kind of would know about that, but up in Tallahassee, it's not all about merit. What it is about pressure in a lot of regards, because there's so many things happening so quick that if you don't have a voice, if you're not out there pushing, it doesn't matter how good a product you have or good program you have, you're going to be left by the wayside simply because there's not enough time to properly evaluate all these things. So reach out to their state representative, state senator, governor's office, talk about the impact that the industry has in the state of Florida and how important it is.
As Representative Perry reminds us that the legislative session is a long one, and therefore the issue needs to be brought in front of the legislators early and often. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.